Oh, well. Well, you know, again, back in the day, when we moved to California, they basically selected one of the less expensive areas to live in. And although I did get the job there, I'm trying to figure out, well, where can we afford a house? So it was either Camarillo or Newhall. And Newhall, they had like the cheapest homes at the time. The least expensive homes were in the Newhall, Saugus, Newhall. I remember seeing advertisements for new homes in Newhall and Saugus, and they were like the low 90s. I'd be honest with you, that still was sticker shock, because the homes that were in Georgia, they were in the 40s. Oh my! And you can only imagine what they're going for these days. But anyway, that was the low 90s, and the resales in Camarillo were in the low 90s, 90 to 110. I think we paid 110 for the house in Camarillo. And sold it for 160 6 years later and moved to Thousand Oaks. But anyway, well. But I had some really, really good memories there. I'd go up to the flying field like twice a week. On the weekends, I just sit there and watch these guys fly these things. And I really wanted to get one really bad. But yeah, I'd be crying too if I had a $10,000 plane that went up in flames or crashed or whatever. That is a heartbreaker. That's a heartbreaker. But that's the risks you take with those things. So we had a nice flying field in Simi. A lot of the guys in the Simi Settlers were actually RC flyers. So we'd go up there and meet every few weeks up there too. So they'd fly right over the 118 there. I think they outlawed it. It got to a point where they didn't want people flying their planes over the 118 for, I guess, obvious reasons, but they'd have to keep within certain boundaries. And that's when, like, RC helicopters started to become really, really popular, too, and I bought one, and I never can get it to fly. I crashed it, like, in my living room, and that was it. Broke all the blades. I said, yeah, that's it. I'm selling it. Those things took months and months just to learn how to hover them. So now they got drones, man. You could fly a drone with your eyes closed, literally. So, oh well. Yeah, where's the fun and all that stuff went?